marching hand.
Talking about doing Dick's Takes of the Week.
Reaching out.
Yeah.
Touching me.
All right. Well, I feel like I can officially say welcome to episode one of the Dick Van
Show. Oh, God,
it's
been recording. Organic burping. I didn't even know it was recording. That's just natural habitat.
Yeah. I'm going to start this right off on a little sort of sad note just because of our name, the Dick Van Dyke Show. The writer of the original Dick Van Dyke Show, which we obviously totally ripped off our name from.
No. There's no similarity at all.
Not even one
Couldn't
letter.
Couldn't even tell.
Not one letter.
No regrets.
So, Carl Reiner, unfortunately, I found out recently in the process of us figuring all this podcast stuff out, he had passed away earlier this year. So,
yeah.
Just got to give a shout out to him because obviously that was the inspiration for our name.
Do you remember how we got our name, Richard?
Yeah, that's...
It's a funny story.
I'm going to let you tell that one
because you
might
have
exaggerated a bit better.
It goes back, what? We're going to say we're fucking old, but it's been 9 years since we were in that grade. Can you believe that? I know you're far away, but nine damn years since we've been in that class. It's been almost 10 fucking years since we've done that.
I know.
That's,
I graduated in 2012, I think.
2012. That's when I graduated. Yeah, we graduated the same year, I think.
No, you would have been the year after.
No, because I didn't do a victory lap.
No, but I didn't. I did the victory lap.
Oh, I did graduate 2013. You're right.
Yes,
I did. Yeah, you're. Anyway, so we're in a class called tech. But anyway, so
Continue.
We're in tech design, and basically it's wood shop, but for the kids that like to doodle as well, because you'd have to draw the blueprints up and do all the drafting and then build it. But it was a cool class, and so we got tasked to make maglev cars, which for people that don't know is you have a car, and on the bottom of it is magnets, and the track is made out of magnets as well. So basically, because of the polarity, like the same polarity facing each other, they hover because of the repulsion of the magnets. This is engineering time.
Are you a
with,
scientist or yeah, what?
No,
Jesus.
No, what?
I said, are you a scientist?
I only did physics for like, what, 4 years? 3 years?
Sounds like it.
And then I decided to be a security guard. But, God, that makes me sound so sad. But anyway, so we built this car and we were supposed to put a fan on it with a motor and it would like move it. Because there was no other way of propulsion. Like, we don't have fucking jet engines and shit and turbines. So we were using those little electric motors with a 9-volt battery and a fan trying to make this thing fucking move. And we did literally any configuration you could possibly think of. It was on the back. It was on the front. It was underneath it. It was on the side of it.
We tried. This
we
car
even
fucking sucked.
At one point gave up so bad to the point where we fucking hot glued a sail onto the top of it and then the fan on the back of it.
Oh, don't
try
that.
Trying to propel
it. Don't that stupid.
It wasn't stupidity. I said,
it's like,
we literally knew it wasn't going to work and we said it's not going to work,
see,
but let's
thing,
just
the
fucking
the thing
do-
with doing that, it's like if you're drowning and you try and pull yourself out of the water by your hair.
Yeah.
You just continue to drown.
Yeah, exactly. And
why, like, why we thought that was even remotely worth our
drowning
time.
In more pain. But... Basically, so at a certain point, it was the day before it was due, and we were in there. We had missed all of our lunches, like our lunch breaks we had taken and went to that class
we
to figure out
too.
How to get this thing to fucking work. And Richard got to the point of anger where he picked the car up and baseball pitched it against the wall in the classroom. To which I said, what the fuck are you doing? It's due tomorrow. And he goes, why? It's probably not even fucking broken. Put it on the track. And the thing was so fucking fast that
it
we actually
perfect.
Got perfect on the project. And we, what's it called? We fucking, like, we won. We won the race because we raced them against the other
well,
kids
in the
class.
Well, I don't know that there was a competition, but we did
he
really
did.
Well.
No, he raced them. He raced
he?
Us.
I don't remember
yeah.
that. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Shout out to the best fucking teacher ever.
I won't say his name, but he was a dope
guy. He was French Danny DeVito. He was dope. He was the coolest dude in the entire world. Anyway.
French Danny DeVito.
do you not see it? Yeah, now that you're thinking about it, you completely see it.
That's all I can see.
You'll never unsee it.
So then at some point, was it you or me who came up with the name?
Dick Van Mike.
Who came up with that? Like, officially? Like, I know we wrote it on that car.
We wrote it on the car, but I think it was me.
Makes sense.
I think we were talking about it. I think you brought up the Dick Van Dyke Show actually, or somebody did. Maybe the teacher brought it up, and I was like, "Yo, we're like Dick Van Mike."
I think that's what it was. He must have brought it up and said that, like as a joke towards us or something.
Maybe. And then I go, "Dude, we're Dick Van Mike," and then from there on.
So that's like we're almost at 10 years of this name now.
Dick Van Mike
started as the project. Then it was our little acoustic duo.
Yeah, that there was like, such a gap though, because that acoustic duo was last year or 2 years ago or something like that, and then.
But like it worked out because like
it just stick. How could you forget something like that? We got Dick and we got Mike, and it's Dick Van Mike, and now we bring to you the third phase of Dick Van Mike, a podcast that hopefully people will listen to.
Well, so far we've done okay.
That would have been a good time to cue.
A clap?
Like the six people clapping in a full audience kind of thing?
And a cough in the background?
Yeah.
And we've done pretty good. If you're probably listening to this on a streaming service now, but up until yesterday we didn't have that.
For people that are still hearing this on SoundCloud, because I assume we might put it up.
We should.
We should, but for those listening on SoundCloud, it is on Apple. As of this moment, it is on Spotify. As of this moment, it will be on Google shortly, and it will be on Amazon shortly.
Yeah, once we figure out our back end shit that we don't understand.
Yeah, among other platforms, if you guys should want it, I know it's...
Yeah, if there's requests...
Hopefully people are actually listening to this. Go hit up our social media. If you got ideas of where we could post it or you got ideas for anything, I know we usually do this at the end. But while we're already just going on about it, because we're making steps, and I'm excited about it.
So there's our history. There's our... updates to anyone who's already been following us.
Yeah.
And so
just when you thought you could get rid of us on SoundCloud, the dead app, we show up where you spend most of your day.
So anyways, now that we can get to happier stuff, what was I gonna start with?
I mean, we got a few things to talk about tonight. We do. Do you want to just jump right in? So
to which one?
To the lists again.
Which lists? The
not your sad, depressing list. Our happy discussion
list.
We'll
close with that.
Yeah, let's do that. Like in credits. Why did I just slur for a second there? Let's do that. I haven't even opened a beer yet. I'll have everybody know. But here, so for those of you guys that are tuning in, I know our last one was Christmas, which would make fucking sense that this one now has to be our New Year's special. So I don't know if anybody's going to actually listen to this on New Year's Eve because they probably have better things to do with their actual lives. So we're going to do a New Year's special and it's going to be a good time.
Do a countdown. Or are you just going to go
5, 4, 3, 2, 2, 1, liquor.
So this that was so informal. I was thinking we'd do like a countdown like midway in the episode.
Why would we do that?
I don't know.
If you want to, when you're editing this, just put in a little bit of that New Year's Eve fucking...
Like confetti sounds and shit?
No, the confetti and the music. The... Some shit. I don't fucking know. But whatever you want to do. The window's cracked open. People are going to hear me.
Is it? Oh, well.
Okay. Would you like some? Would you like some of this?
Yeah.
Celebration bubbly?
I would. I would very much, actually.
What are you looking for now?
I think I forgot something, but one sec.
Richard's going to edit this. He's going to hear it and laugh. It's a good time. You're going to edit that out.
Yeah. I'm not going to. All right. Thanks for the pour.
Yeah, no problem. All right. So for those here who wants to listen to it.
That sounds like piss.
We're going to turn it into piss is what we're going to do. Let me put these fucking thingies on here. Okay. Bam.
Beautiful.
Poured. All right. So our first little thingy that we're going to do, we don't know if it was a hit because I think as of this moment, we have 6 listens on our Christmas episode.
Yeah. So I will say every bit of feedback I got was positive.
Okay, good.
So,
I mean,
so people did enjoy like. More people have told me they enjoyed it than they haven't.
Have people said they haven't enjoyed it yet?
No.
Good. So
I wish there was someone with a negative review, but it has been pretty positive and very, very generous and nice.
Okay, good.
So
that's a good sign. Headed into the new year strong. I mean, I don't know. It was a pretty normal year.
Yeah, I had a good time.
Anyway. All right. So we're going to start this one off. Last time we did what we want from Santa, so we figured we would kind of stick on the lists theme just because the end of the year is the reflection of the year. You know what I mean? Like, you look back and you go, oh, well, probably shouldn't have dated her, and probably shouldn't have shit there, and probably shouldn't have bought that. But
probably shouldn't have woke up here.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, well, what have you been doing?
A lot of stuff.
Yeah,
I'm doing a great amount of things this year. It's been a busy year for me.
It has. So basically, it's been a busy year for everybody. I just got a promotion 2 days ago, actually, which is nice.
Congratulations.
So busy does pay off, and I don't have to do any more fucking night shifts. God bless I don't have to do any more night shifts.
Yeah, that's going to make your life a bit more comfy, eh?
It'll make it less depressing when everybody's waking up and I'm going, oh, I can't wait to go to sleep. Anyway. All
right, so what are we doing? What is this list?
We're going to do 3 New Year's resolutions each.
3 New Year's resolutions. And we're taking them very seriously, of course.
We take everything on this podcast seriously, Richard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's no shenanigans.
Yeah. So we're going to do 3, but they're not going to be like personal-based ones. Again, we're going to kind of make this as a what New Year's resolutions would we change to help the better of the population.
We're not on the same page there, but that's what yours are, and that's cool.
That's okay, that's what I'm going to do.
Okay, mine are a bit all over the place.
You are all over the place.
Of course.
It's okay.
Here, hang on. Cheers.
Oh, cheers.
No one's going to be able to hear it.
Yeah, I could hear it. There. See, it comes through.
A small little click in the back. Perfect.
Little cling.
All right, Mike, what's your first New Year's resolution for 2021?
Delicious. Anyway. Okay. Actually, I guess you know what? Mine are personal. Now that I'm actually reading them again, I didn't do anything for the... Fuck the population. Okay. My first resolution, and this is going to come paired with a story that I don't know if I've told you yet, so that might actually be good for us, is I am going to stop using the bathroom right before I have to go and do something or be somewhere.
Is it because you spend too much time on your phone?
No, it is not because I spent too much time on my phone. It is a sad moment, and I'm very actually upset about it, but I'm going to share it with everybody now because I've been laughed about it enough at home. So the last time I was at the girlfriend's house, and I was ready to leave, and I had work that night. So I'm like, okay, if I leave at like 4:45, I get home, I get changed, I have something to eat, I make my lunch, and I should be perfectly on time to go to work, and it'll work out well.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going, it's cold, it's like -10 today, I'm going to go start my car, give it 15 minutes, I come in, I'll take a piss, and then I'll go home, and my car will be warmed up. So I go in there, and obviously when you sit down, you go in for a pee, other things happen, and... So I started doing a number 2-2, got on with my business, finished. It was very satisfying. I felt relieved after. Stood up, flushed the toilet, and it didn't flush because I had clogged it. I had clogged the toilet that is sitting next to my girlfriend's family living room.
That's
while they were all watching TV. So...
And there was a plunger nearby?
There was a plunger that didn't work well nearby.
Oh.
So I had flushed already, so I had to make my presence known and somehow get my girlfriend's attention without alarming the authorities. I don't think they really would have cared, but would you want to clog the toilet?
Even really like doing it. We have to tell my parents.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. So you had to do that.
Yeah. And I'd been in there for a half an hour until finally we found another plunger and that one worked. But it was in the middle of that where her father literally walked by and said, oh, like, I worked at a hotel when I was younger. This is pretty much all I did. You want me to help? I'm going, absolutely not. Are you coming in here with a porcelain throne full of my digested fecal matter?
Hold up there. I just didn't want you to say anything. Dude. Whatever. It's too late.
It was poop.
Yeah.
It was poop. And I'm not going to get her family to clean up my shit.
All right.
And then I was almost late for work. That's the moral of the story. So my first resolution is to stop using the bathroom when I'm about to go somewhere or have to be somewhere at a certain time.
Think in advance. You always got to go before you hit the road, though.
Yeah.
You don't want to be that's on the road that's going, are we there yet? I really got to wee.
I guess then I could change mine dramatically. Well, not dramatically. I don't know why that came out of my mouth. I got to change mine minimally and say, or plan to go before you go.
Okay.
That works. I would say that. This way, if you need to take a poop before you drive, you plan accordingly.
I might piggyback off of yours.
Oh. I don't know if that's a good or a bad thing. It's a bad thing. Okay.
My first New Year's resolution then, in that case, is going to be, I'm going to start washing my hands after I wee.
What?
Well, I do it already. I'm just going to keep doing it.
That's not a resolution. That's not.
I stole that from a really, really bad website.
That's a, you know what?
That's not like, that's not a legitimate.
That's a terrible resolution.
That is terrible.
That's a
Yours are going to be better than mine, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. Well, it sounds like I put thought into mine, and you just did yours while you were pooping.
Well.
You did do them while you were pooping, didn't you?
Some of them.
Some of them. Attaboy. So are we going to, you going to try to save that, or am I going to just go on to number
two?
No,
I'm going to do a legitimate one. You got to look at me list here. Oh, here we go. All right. This is a legitimate one. I thought it was funny, but I told someone this earlier and they didn't laugh, so it's probably not going to be that funny. But I'm going to stop shamefully eating like a half pack of cookies when I'm sitting in my bed.
You only eat a half?
Shamefully, of course.
Have you never had one of those moments where you look down and you ate an entire box of Oreos?
Yes, but the difference is I'm not going to stop eating the half box of cookies or more. I'm just going to do it shamelessly.
Oh, so yours are just sarcastic resolutions.
Yeah, absolutely. No, they're serious. They're absolutely 100% serious.
Okay, good.
Everything I say should be taken with absolute, like, definite certainty and seriousness. I didn't come up with good ones.
This is bad. This was your idea.
I know.
Good Lord. All right, I'm going to do my second to save this. I am going to stop eating dairy products when I know that I'm allergic to them.
Even if I offer you money?
Not for money. That is excluded in this. You can offer me money and I will eat whatever if it's the right amount of money. But I torture myself.
I know.
I do.
I torture you a little bit too.
Things with cheese are very good.
Of course they are. But that's not good for you.
They're delicious. They're not good for me. It's bad for my body. I'm knocking years off my life. But they're good.
Nice.
I almost burped that away from the microphone.
Yeah, you should have just, you always got to keep it there. I love cheese. I have like a problem right so
I know.
Much. Like,
why don't you tell everybody about your taco snacks?
Well, that's not like a lot of cheese. That's just a good snack.
When you make them for yourself, you don't put a lot of cheese on them?
Probably.
Yeah. What do you mean probably? You don't remember?
Not usually.
Good boy. So
let's call it a late night snack.
Some people that are listening have experienced Richard's taco snacks.
100% reviews of 5-star.
Well, yeah, because we get drunk and Richard, I think it was, did you like improv it the first time? I think you did, didn't
well,
you?
Well, I definitely, it's not an original. I'm not going to take full credit for it.
Well, it's not. I'm sure lots of people that are going to.
Well, I mean, I took it from a friend of mine that I grew up with in like elementary school and like through high school and shit. Like his dad actually made it for us one night as like a snack to watch movies with, but it was great.
Oh, dope.
So you just get like Tostitos scoops.
Yes.
Ground
the
beef.
The only kind.
Ground beef, cheese, whatever taco toppings you fancy. Tomatoes, lettuce, different sauces, and what's the red shit with all the vegetables?
Salsa?
That's it.
What's that red shit with the garden stuff in it?
And then you just put it in the oven after you've, and then you're good. It's like perfect. It's a great
bite-sized
snack.
Tacos.
Bite-sized tacos.
You know what you need for those?
What?
What I'm sure you would enjoy. I probably would too, but then I wouldn't enjoy the hour after. Is that like Tostitos cheese dipping sauce?
Queso?
I guess. Yeah.
Like the one that comes in the same
per
jar.
Queso? Yeah. Yeah, that shit.
That would definitely not make your digestive tract like you that much.
No, but it would make my mouth like me.
Probably.
Yeah. All right. Give me another. Let's hear another one of your not resolutions.
I plan on reading more.
Reading more?
Yeah,
okay.
Reading more.
Yeah.
And a lot of people just assume that I mean books, but it just means I'm probably going to turn the subtitles on more often when I watch Netflix. You figure.
I hate, you know what? My brother watches Netflix with subtitles, and I can't stand it.
Sometimes, though. Sometimes people say shit, you're like, I don't know what they said.
Just go back and rewind it and listen to it again.
But how many times am I going to do that in an episode?
How this fucking way, bad are your ears?
Listen, an episode, say, is like a chapter. So if I watch a season, that's like a whole book. As long as I'm reading it. It's flawless.
How long does it take you to read a book compared to watch an entire season of a show?
Like, I'd probably be too embarrassed to say how long it takes me to read a book.
Well,
because I'll pick it up. I'm a sleeper, man. I'm a sleeper. I read one page and I'm just fucking out like a light.
You must have enjoyed college.
No.
Yeah.
I've never enjoyed school in my life. I've started reading The Hobbit so many times, and that's like a book I've just never finished. I know how it goes, but I can't read the whole thing. Every time I read a book, whether it's like...
The Hobbit was like 400 fucking pages, and you can't read... You probably can't even read like a manual for something.
Well, who reads manuals? We're men. You just
you
do
see,
it.
I hate that argument, though, because at the same time, you know how many things I've tried to be like, oh, I can just figure it out, and then it takes me 3 days, and I pick up the manual and go...
Oh, I missed all of these things.
That one thing that would have taken me 7 seconds to do the first time, and I didn't do it, and it makes sense. And then it works on the first try, right?
Yeah, I mean, know reading the manual is not a bad idea.
I mean, I guess it's probably just like the progress. It's the process of being a man.
It's,
you know what I mean? It's like you have to deny it for like
ego.
A week. And, yeah,
the ego.
And then when your ego is shrunken down to a normal human size, you're like, I'm going to just read it.
Yeah, I always look at flaws after I'm done. I'm like, ah, shit. That's way too obvious.
Oh, my God. All right, you ready?
I am.
This one will better the population. It will. It will, I promise you. I'm going to use my horn on my car more to teach people that their shitty driving has consequences.
I like it. I 100% approve. I think people need to use their horns to help people.
You use your
dumbasses.
Horns for people that don't even, like, even if they turn signal, like, 100 feet closer, I mean too far or closer, whatever, to the turn. You know what I'm trying to say?
That's a pretty good distance away from the turn.
100 feet?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure you're supposed to signal 300 feet, aren't you?
After the last available turn or like a decent amount away. Like if you're like driving through a subdivision, you turn on after the road before you're turning on.
Oh, okay.
Kind of thing.
I mean,
or you just give someone enough notice so they know that you're slowing down for an actual reason rather
yeah.
than just being a dumbass.
And their engine's not going to be in your passenger seat.
Ideally.
Depends what kind of engine.
Yeah.
Put a 2J in my passenger seat any day. I'll take it home.
All right.
Would you?
I mean, not if it was
broken. I'd have to sell most of my organs to get a 2J. 2J
yeah.
swap the world. Fuck the LS.
Black market stuff.
Well, that was my third one. So I don't know how much more you've prepared.
No, this one, you and I could probably benefit from. We should probably stop saying lit and fam so much.
Why fam?
It was originally sarcastic, and now we say it like normal words.
Get with the times. You can't beat them. Join them.
No. it's like when we were talking about Toronto slang, bro. Like that, those words are just embarrassing.
The good news is, if we ever do piss off somebody from Toronto with all this talk about how shitty their slang is,
they won't even understand us.
Well, no, you'll hear them coming from 2 kilometers away, though, because a straight pipe BMW is only so quiet.
It's like Woodbridge.
It's the same shit.
Yeah, right.
It is. It's the same shit.
Straight pipe BMWs and white Civics
that are also straight piped.
Yep.
They straight pipe everything.
Straight pipe the world.
No. That is not a thing. Because if you say that, I'm going to watch you hacksaw your Toyota apart.
No. No, no. That's staying mint. It is mint. It's staying
mint.
Original. I'm also just going to stop lying to myself about making New Year's resolutions. I usually hate them.
Well, I mean, I think I've made one every single year. And then I go, what was it again? And that's usually on January 3rd.
I love the ones that people will be like, oh, I'm going to go to the gym. I'm going to buy like a month membership. And they post like a snap of them like there
on
the
first day.
Week
yeah. And then
January,
never go again.
Then, yeah. Like, so how's the gym going? Oh, I just don't have time for it.
My work and the kids. Oh, the kids.
My dogs. My cats.
I got a dog with diabetes at home. He's my angel, but I actually saw that. That was a thing. I was watching Live PD.
Live PD? Is that just...
It's like Cops, but
police,
new.
But live?
Yeah, it's like funny shit. And like they follow cops around with cameras and watch them pull over people. And anyway, they pulled this woman over who was driving like 40 miles an hour over the speed limit on the highway.
Okay, with, that's pretty slow.
In a Mustang that had no plates or stickers on it. Just like a green Mustang. And when she got out, she said, oh, well, I just bought the car and I'm literally just picking it up now. And, oh, like, I really can't be pulled over for very long because I have a diabetic dog at home. And he needs his insulin shot. And then they ran her license, which was suspended as well.
Good.
That she had been arrested and gave the same excuse four times before that.
You gotta wonder about
in
some
the same
people.
Vehicle.
Some people's some people's children, I tell you. You gotta wonder about
those are the
them.
Ones where you go, I wonder if they were dropped on their head when you were a kid.
No, you wonder how many times.
Yeah. I mean, I never got dropped on my head, I got thrown into the ceiling, so it's different. You know when you're throwing your baby up in the air and catching him as a joke and then it went too far one night.
It's a little hole in the
no
plaster in the ceiling.
It was what's it called? Drop ceiling. So we were good.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So just moved out of place a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah. My skull broke the fall, don't worry. And that's why I'm so special today.
Makes sense.
It does, doesn't it?
Makes sense. I agree.
Oh god.
You took the short bus to school.
I'd never took the short bus to school, but I kinda wanted to.
Yeah, well,
it looked like a party.
It's like a private.
Everybody's screaming.
It's like a private bus.
Everybody's throwing stuff.
It's like your own tour.
Yeah.
I'd do it.
What about our high school where they had like the short bus and then the one kid that didn't belong on the short bus that would still take it every day because it was on his route?
I don't remember who it was, but I do remember the scenario and it's going to bug me.
I know who it was, but we're not name dropping.
No, you don't have to tell me. You can tell me later, but I kind of remember that scenario, and it's like...
He looked miserable coming into school every day.
I mean, if it's on your way, right?
Yeah, I think he went to jail for a bit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely don't know what you're talking about, but we'll just leave it at that.
It's public knowledge.
What, if anyone goes to jail, it's public knowledge?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You'll find news articles on it somewhere.
Fair enough.
Don't go to jail. I mean, you wouldn't be able to have McGangbangs in jail.
That would be really sad. You know, if I just couldn't go and whip down
here's a question.
McDonald's.
Here's a question that's going to spark up conversation.
Sure.
You know, like on death row, how you get to pick your one final meal and they'll get you whatever you want?
I didn't know that.
Yeah. When you're on death row, like you're about to be executed the night before, they will get you whatever dinner you want. You get a final meal and you pick literally, like you could say, I want like a salad bowl of like the finest scallops you could get and they'll get it for you. Like they'll get you whatever. What would be your death row final meal ever?
Buddy, it's tacos.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Anything in the world?
Anything in the world.
What else?
I don't know.
Like, what would be your spread on the table? Like, you get not just one item.
I don't know, man. That's a tough one. I really got to think about that. Like, if it's not tacos, I don't know what it is. Like, tacos are the best thing in the
tacos
world.
Tacos are very good.
Hands down, like, my favorite food. My mom, every year, like, asks us what
your
we want
mom
for...
makes. Banging tacos.
Oh, absolutely. But every year she always asks my brother, my dad, and I, like, what's your birthday dinner? And almost all three of us every year religiously pick tacos.
The same one?
All want tacos all time.
Your mom's tacos. I've been over your house for tacos a few times and they're lit tacos. We're not saying that anymore. They're sick
they're
tacos.
They're sick tacos. Let's go back to
that
like
sound
our high school.
Appetizing. You want to go back to high school?
They're dope, bro.
Yo, those are some saucy tacos. That's our high school.
No.
It's bad. It's just as bad as the slang is now. Dude, my dad says lit and fam, too,
I think your dad does it as a joke to try and, like, bug us.
I mean, it's not bugging, I think.
I know. It's funny.
It is funny. It's great. It sounds wrong, but it's wrong in a good way.
It does, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Tacos is what it's at. Dude. I would get tacos, and I would just get a whole bunch of, like, Ryan Cokes.
I'd have literally a bunch of fast food items that I never ate because of my allergies. I would have them all.
Oh, fair enough.
All of them. I'd have.
Then
a...
you might be late for the.
No, they just come to my.
In the can.
I would have died already in the can. If I didn't show up after that, I would have just died in the can.
Fair enough. On your own terms,
dude. Baconator. I would have a baconator with the
fair
cheese
enough.
And
that's
the mayo
not,
on it.
That's not a bad. That's a good. That's
I would
a good
have
request.
A baconator. Okay. I would have a Whopper. Okay, I'd have a double Big Mac, a Taco Bell, Dorito taco.
Oh, you really want to hurt yourself.
And fries supreme. And that's what I would have. Because those are all things that I look at and I go, God, it looks so good.
All things that
But I've never had it. It would be for a rough day.
Yeah.
If I had those now. But if I was going to
I mean, it would be much more rough than the following day.
If they were going to electrocute the shit, you know how bad I would smell, too? If they electrocuted me after all that fast food, I would just smell like fried chicken. That's a bright picture.
That's so dark.
Oh, God. All right, Richard, so I understand.
I don't know how I'm going to approach this, but I'm going to pull one of these cards out every once in a while.
Oh, God.
You can do it, too. We can do it to each other.
But, okay, so what's the premise behind these cards? What are we doing?
It asks you a question, you answer it to the best of your abilities or best of your opinion, knowledge, whatever.
It's a question.
It's a question. I'll give you this one, and you can... No. It's too appropriate.
Oh.
That's heavy.
Oh, God.
These are colorful.
I can imagine. He's reading. It's taking him a while. He's falling asleep.
Okay. Jesus. This is also not great. But anyways. Would you rather get projectile vomited on by a homeless person for an hour straight or get your dick sucked by a toothless homeless person with no gag reflex?
Can I ask why they're toothless? Is it because they just there's no mouth hygiene?
I don't have like.
Well, you had to update that.
Okay, if I had to update it,
are they toothless for bad hygiene or are they toothless for just natural shitty genes?
Presumably bad hygiene, seeing as both these people are homeless.
The toothless fellatio, because I can't do vomit. Can't do vomit.
I don't think that many people would.
It's no gag reflex. At least it would be fun if you didn't look. It's true. You gotta look at some of the positive sides of this.
Of course.
Give me one.
Okay.
It's your turn.
My turn.
All right. Would you rather have everything in your life, showers, weather, food, and drinks, be hot or cold?
Buddy, I don't know.
And remember, everything in your life.
That's so, yeah, that's like, I think I'm going to go.
You got to think hard on that one.
I can't pick, man, because like,
do you need
to have a cold beverage once in a while just to soothe you, like, and just like, especially on a hot day, like you really want to drink.
Yeah, but if you pick the cold beverage, then you got cold weather. You don't need cold beverages.
I know.
Oh, but you'd have to drink them.
Unless you're exerting yourself.
But you'd have to drink them.
Yeah.
In the cold. And hot, you want a cold ass glass of water. And you just get a hot tea.
You know what? I appreciate in the summer where I don't have to put on many layers. Like throw on shorts, flops, and t-shirt and you're good for the day. I'm gonna go with hot.
You're gonna go with hot?
Yeah. I'm a huge fan of like Florida. And like warm climate areas, I'm losing my enthusiasm with winter.
are we gonna get into the Florida conversation again?
Not specifically, but I just like
it's a bad place.
I do like it there, and I do not like winter anymore.
Do me a favor. I know you probably like the nice areas of Florida.
Yes,
but go and watch the live PD Best of Florida episode, and then come back to me, because the things some people come up with in Florida. Are things that would never be thought of anywhere else in the world.
Well, it's like you can Google like your birthday and like Florida man, and then like articles would just come up about people like wrestling alligators or like doing craziest shit. I mean, the guy that was on the bath salts that was eating people was in Miami.
Yeah, that's Florida.
Yeah, I realize that.
Okay,
I know it's a psycho place to some people, but I love it. Love going there.
Okay, you ready? You ready for this? Okay. These are some of the funniest crimes ever committed in Florida. Okay?
Okay.
So, Florida cops taser naked burglar who pooped and masturbated when homeowner pulled a gun on him.
That's quite the response. Like, wouldn't you, most people just be like, okay, man, like, you got a gun, I'm going to leave? It's like, no, this person's like, all right, let me just whack one out.
And shit, at the exact same time. I would shoot him. I'd be more pissed than he was in my house. Because not only now did I have to come home and have a traumatizing event discovering a burglar in my house and having to pull a gun on him, but then he shit
right in front of you.
And finished on the floor in front of me. What if it's carpet?
I mean,
it's coming out.
I'm not even worried about that.
It's like, coming out. I can tell you right now, I would rip that carpet out before even the cops got there.
Renovation time.
Yeah.
It's like when people post those memes about like spiders in their house and they just say, fuck it, burn the whole place down. Like, oh no, you got one.
Tell me where else in the world this would happen. Man arrested after stealing 166 steel manhole covers. 166
like,
of them.
That's time, a lot of effort.
What do you think he was going to sell them for, scrap metal?
I don't know.
They're going to go, dude, this is on the news. you just took every manhole cover in town? No. No, I'm not taking this.
Like, that's a pretty bold number, too. Like, not even
166.
Not one.
That's like a whole city.
That's a good amount.
That's a large area.
That's probably more than that is in this town.
Man says the cocaine it in his butt is not his. Where else in the world will this happen?
Do you remember the Jackass movies?
Yeah, of course I remember the Jackass movies.
I want to say it was Chris Pontius put a Hot Wheels car inside of a condom.
That was Ryan Dunn, R.I.P.
Oh, it was Dunn?
Yeah.
Oh, but that was like, they go in an x-ray and it's like, how did that get there? I don't know.
He went in and told the guy doing the colonoscopy, he's saying like, I have pain and I don't know what's going on, but like I passed out drunk last night and I woke up and this is how I felt. And I'm sure the doctor at that point was already concerned. He was like, I don't know what the hell I'm going to find in there. Lawyers for donkey sex suspect challenge law's constitutionality. So based on, like, I'll put it in little words for you.
Little words, thanks.
The lawyers that were defending a guy for having sex with a donkey questioned the law and said, why is fucking a donkey illegal? So that someone stole an entire driveway. That's the headline of the news. Somebody went to someone's house and stole their cobblestone driveway.
I don't know. Is that petty theft?
You imagine waking up and you don't have a driveway anymore?
That would be so confusing. It's like,
I saw that one from Detroit, actually.
Here yesterday.
There was an article on Facebook that went around for a while, too, and somebody had stole someone's front porch in Detroit.
Oh, yeah.
And the door was like 6 feet in the air, so somebody stole, and the caption was, you can't have anything nice in Detroit.
No, you can't. That place is like, I don't know what it's like right now, but it was.
Okay, here's one. Ready? 346-pound man punches Domino's pizza delivery guy for forgetting the garlic knots.
Wow, that guy wanted his garlic knots, eh? Holy.
Okay, I'm going to pick one more good one.
One more.
Okay, here's a prime example of Florida. Man arrested in DUI case also had a squirrel inside of his shirt.
Was it Bob Ross?
No, it wasn't Bob Ross. His name was Kevin Fern, and it looks like he got the shit kicked out of him.
Oh my God, he looks like a zombie. Holy.
So there you go. That's Florida. Sorry if this ever reaches Florida, there are some really nice spots.
It might. It doesn't thwart me at all. I love it down there. Warm weather, beach.
Just stay out of the cities.
It's a beautiful, beautiful place. Beautiful country.
Oh, God. All right, Richard, what do you got for me?
I don't know, man. Poor planning. That's what I got for you.
Oh, God. Give me a card.
Give you a card.
Okay, ready?
No.
Who would win in a fight? Okay. 10 10-year-olds or 100 1-year-olds?
10 10-year-olds.
You think so?
Yeah, 101-year-olds, like, you can't do anything.
What if they swarmed your ass and is like watching those movies?
They can't even walk.
Some of them, maybe.
Like, some might be able to like take a few steps by the time they're one, but like,
it would just be a freaking murder fest of the 10-year-old just stomping heads like watermelons.
That's just like, yeah, that's not, that's an obvious one. And 10-year-olds got mad energy, bro. Like, kids are just like, they
dude,
are just
3-year-olds have mad energy.
All go all the time, like, no
the
stop.
People that are our age that have two kids now, I don't know how they're doing it. I think I would literally have a stroke.
Yeah, no, not a not
that ample.
Not, sorry, that yeah. I'll keep my hands away from your face.
Good Lord.
Yeah, no, I couldn't imagine having two kids right now. That would be that'd be a chore. Like,
good God,
I can't even take care of myself.
Yeah.
My parents go away for a couple of days, and I'm just like, the stove isn't making food.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I need me mum.
Oh, my God. You're one of those.
No, I'm handicapable, but... but
we're really pushing it this episode.
But it's nice to have, you know, the support from your folks.
Oh, God.
Handicapable.
You got to think about New Year's stuff. Like, we can't let this year end.
Do we want?
Otherwise, that would be admitting that 2021.
2021?
Yeah. It was a joke.
I didn't hear what you were saying. Say it again. Just say so it again. I'll cut it out.
We can't let this year win, because otherwise we'd be admitting that 2021.
You're such a dumbass.
Yeah. Want another shitty joke?
Okay, go one more.
Some people say that New York City has the best New Year's Eve celebration, but I think they drop the ball every year.
You know,
it's funny.
Dad jokes are
great.
It
is an absolute dad joke.
Dad jokes are the best. People that like, oh, I hate dad jokes. They're cringy. It's like, yeah.
Hi, my name is Michael. I'll be your server tonight. Hi, Michael. I'll be your customer tonight. It's good shit. Tip me well, otherwise I'm gonna spit in your food.
At New Year's last year, and I'll keep the details thin, we were at a bar, and the way this bar is situated, when you look out the windows, you can see the entire patio.
It's a beautiful place.
It's a great place. I love it.
That patio is amazing.
But it was New Year's Eve, and people were getting a little excessively intoxicated and, you know, getting into their shit. Anyways, these non, obviously they were not regulars, obviously, these people that were out in the balcony started hooking up on the balcony. They're making out and getting close. They went to the far side of the balcony. I guess they thought they were in the shade. Or
it was
like
the far side in direct window view.
Direct window view. And things got intense. And I'm not going to say the profanities, but there was a lot of...
They went 100 P
base.
With... They went 100 P with their peepees.
100 P. They went first base, second base... Definitely third base, and attempted the home run. Didn't work out.
Well, they started the home run.
Tried to, but she was sitting on the railing, and
which is a little
he was
high.
A little shorter than that, so he couldn't.
Oh, jeez.
I'll just hold it at that.
So I wasn't there for this. But
well,
I,
you weren't there.
I wasn't actually there, but I did see pictures, and I did hear the story from 8 different perspectives.
So basically, I guess the owner had finally caught on, and she just walked out and near our table, looked out the window and goes, well, what am I going to do about this? It's like, I don't know, kick them out. Like,
dude, they have speakers going onto the patio. If I own that bar, I'd play like Sexual Healing or some shit. Something that makes them know that we're watching them.
No, they didn't even know anyone could see them until like the end. He walked in the bar. I never heard a guy get such a cheer for,
I mean,
doing nothing.
If you're that drunk to try that on a patio of a bar, then I would just say, I would just be like, yeah, I'd celly with them.
They had guts.
I'd give them the hockey celly. I'd come in there riding my hockey stick like a broomstick.
Throw them up on your shoulders.
Walking in with her panties on a flagpole.
Oh, that's dark.
Why is that dark?
I don't know. I mean, not that exact thing. The whole scenario was just like...
Well, it was nighttime.
With lights on.
Yeah.
It was...
But it was still dark.
It was entertaining. That was a good New Year's party. I
haven't had enough good New Year's celebrations.
No, but definitely can...
I did make the trip over to Niagara Falls for the countdown last year. Was it last? 2 years ago. It's been 2 years ago.
Must have been.
And Walk Off the Earth was playing. That's why I was like excited. I'm like, damn, Walk Off the Earth and Burton Cummings. And for, you don't know Burton Cummings?
Not at
the
all.
Singer of the Guess Who. He wrote American Woman.
Okay.
Yeah. Beast dude. His performance was great. But 2 days before New Year's Eve, I'm sure you remember R.I.P. Beard Guy. Do you listen to Walk Off the Earth at all?
No.
So they have a notorious guy who plays random instruments in all of their songs.
Oh,
and
his name,
he was the Beard Guy. And he actually, like, mysteriously died, like, 2 days before New Year's Eve in 2018.
Jeez.
And so they obviously didn't perform. Yeah, and it was a sad time. But
yeah, that's a little bit heavy.
Still good. I wasn't drunk enough at the countdown, so I went to the booth at the party that they were having. Not a party. It was, like, the whole countdown at Niagara Falls thing. But, and they were selling drinks. So I bought 2 Caesars, and I think the total was, like, $19 without tip. And chugged them. Never chug a Caesar. It was awful.
Not even a big fan of them.
You're not a big fan of Caesars?
Do not like them.
You like the summer in Florida, but you don't drink Caesars?
No. Yeah.
How?
I just don't like Caesars. I'm just not a big fan of tomato juice or clam juice.
You're not a fan of gin and tonics. You're not a fan of Caesar. Do you like mojitos?
I don't even know if I've ever actually had one proper.
Thad Castle would be disappointed.
Right. It took me a while to remember.
This is literally a show that you religiously talk about.
I don't talk about it anymore. I haven't seen it in like 4
What's
years.
What's going on with you, Richard? What's on your brain today?
Oh, I've just been so busy this
Why
year.
Why are you so foggy?
Just been so busy this
Nothing
year.
Has happened this year. We have nothing notable to talk about.
I've
2020 was a plain average normal year.
I was so busy. You know, work's been busy. Personal life's been busy. Band's been busy.
Band has been busy. You guys got originals now.
Yeah. So that's...
That's a thing.
I'm telling you, we've been busy.
Not
no shortage of stuff to do this year, man. I'm telling you. It's been a good year.
It has been a good year. It's been... It is. Yeah.
Except there's a few things.
There's a few things.
There's a couple.
What are some of the things that's happened this year, Richard? I know you prepared
a list of all the bad things.
Also in your poop journal.
I didn't bring this with me to the washroom, if you're wondering. That's just my phone.
You absolutely did.
No. Well, I don't know if you remember, but there was a few wildfires this year.
There were fires?
Like, a few.
Yeah.
There was Australia, California.
Okay, can we talk about the California one, though? Because I'll let you do your list.
Yeah, I know what you're going to say.
But that wasn't a wild... It was a wildfire, but
it was
continue.
It was a party gone wrong.
It was a Florida wild party.
A Florida wild party?
Florida wildfire.
Oh, there was fires in Florida, too.
There's everywhere that was hot.
I think.
Yeah.
I may be wrong.
And that comes on to another item on your list. And why was that?
Oh, I was also going to say that there was fires in Alberta, in Canada.
Yeah, because it was what, Richard? It was a record hot year, wasn't it?
Did I write that on this list?
Yeah. You did.
Where did I write it?
Somewhere in there. I did read that.
Warmest year on record. It is. It's the warmest year on record.
I wonder why there were fires.
Well, because it was a bit warm out.
It was warm out?
It was a bit warmer than normal.
Like a record warm?
But there was a fire that started because of
a couple having a gender reveal party.
That's it,
when
yeah.
it became that big trend.
Yeah.
And they thought, I live in California.
Just do a little bomb.
I live in the middle of the woods in California. I'm going to do a glitter bomb and put real explosives in it. And then they almost burned down the state.
It's impressive. I mean, like that's a good resume.
I mean, I think their charges got dropped, didn't it? Didn't they? I think they got fined.
I didn't
but
follow
that's it.
I didn't follow that story. I just know that happened, and that was like all I needed to know that I wouldn't want to live in California.
I mean, if I would just do the douchebag car guy gender reveal party if I ever did one.
Burning your tires?
Yeah.
One of someone we know did one recently.
Really?
It was really cool. This is giving a lot away, but I'm not talking negatively, so there's that. He did a football, he kicked a football, and then soon as he hit it. It just exploded and, not smoke, but, like, sort of colored dust just went.
Yeah.
It was really cool. I liked it
I like some of the ideas that people have, but lighting a bomb in the middle of the woods is not one of them.
Not up there. I'd suggest maybe not doing that next time.
Yeah, do a balloon.
Like, maybe think of another
one. What happened to balloons?
Yeah, I mean, what happened to cutting a cake in half and seeing, like, the dye dye?
That's lame. That's a lame one.
Yeah, but it's safer than lighting your forest on fire.
Well, you could have fun by doing a burnout or by kicking a football.
Yeah. I'm game for those.
I'm Italian. I'd put it in a lasagna, and then the meat would be a different color. No, I wouldn't do that. Oh, God. What else happened this year, Richard?
We already talked about that. There was a very, very suspicious and mysterious explosion in Lebanon.
I didn't follow that.
Well, I'm going to go a little bit tin hatty here.
Oh, here we go.
A little bit tin hatty.
Yeah.
And there's like a video that someone took where it looks like something is like projectiling towards the building.
Oh, is this in that like factory?
In Beirut.
Yeah. Okay. I do know about that.
Yeah. And it,
that was recent. That was a couple months ago.
It's not like verified. It's not fact checked. It's not like it's probably not legit, but conspiracies are whack these days. So there's a video where a guy is like filming it and you can just see like a little like swoosh across the screen. And
yeah, I know.
Just,
and you're
boom.
You're in the middle of all these conspiracies.
Yeah. I'd say like according to some people, I'm a conspiracy theorist.
When he says little tin hatty, he walks around in a tin hat when he's not wearing a Santa hat.
Almost every day.
Yeah.
Secretly, these hats are tin.
No, they're not. That's just a normal douchebag skateboarder baseball cap.
Hey, how dare you talk about me like that?
You skateboarded for, what, 6 months?
Like my entire childhood.
Oh, never mind. Now I'm a douchebag.
So there's that.
Here's
one. This is really important. This is probably the biggest thing that happened this year.
Okay.
Like the most important thing all calendar year.
Yeah.
Prince Harry and Meghan stepped down from their royal duties.
Yeah, I would.
Yeah. Also,
was he going to be king? He wasn't going to be king anyway, I don't think.
Is it king he would be? Or is it like something else?
He would have been
Duke
the king. He would have been the king.
Yeah. I mean, besides, you know, I mean, I know it's very upsetting.
Not really.
Like, I know everyone cares
they
so
They have a
much.
House in Canada, don't they? In BC or something like that. In Vancouver,
yeah,
I don't know.
I couldn't care less.
I do. That's I would step down from that shit. I'd be like, what the hell do I have to? No, I want to. If I want to shotgun a beer on my patio, I can't do that on frickin' in the palace.
No, you have to be so proper. It's like,
Gerald, get me a Budweiser. God.
Yeah, I don't think like
2021 is gonna be bad for us if anybody important ever hears these.
I don't think we would fly as a royalty.
We would no.
I would think that'd be a mistake.
Can you imagine royalty in our town?
No.
Just be the dude with the biggest tractor.
Yeah, literally. With the most lights on.
Yeah, with the most lights on it. I'm so sad I didn't see that this year. Our parade.
It was really good.
I wonder what happened. I wonder why they didn't run it.
They didn't do it because I think there was a problem with getting some zoning permits and stuff. I don't know.
What else happened, Richard?
I'm going to save this the questionable ones for the end.
Okay, I'm gonna bring one up that's not on your list because I read your list.
Oh, you got something for me.
I do got something for you, and this is going to go back more into your tin hatty shit. These monoliths that are popping up all over the world.
There was that one in the desert or some shit?
In the desert. They've been here, hold on. I'm going to fact check this because I don't want to seem like a dumbass. Monolith locations. What is going on here?
You know what it is? I know exactly what it is. You want to get in my tin hatty shit? There's a guy, and he's just fucking with everyone, and he just has a big old mirror.
It's not even that.
He's just like hucking it in the ground, fucking off for like a few days, coming back and collecting when no one's around, and bring it to a new place.
It's not the fact. When I read you where these things have been found, it's not one guy. It can't be one guy unless this guy has so much money he has no idea what to do with it.
That's probably what it is.
They've been found, okay. And this is a list in, like, I don't know. I don't think this is in order. No, it's not in order. It's by location. But listen to this. Since November 2020, they found monoliths in Morocco,
okay,
Austria, Belgium, Czech Republic, Finland, France, Germany, Hungary, Italy, Netherlands, Norway, Poland, Romania, Serbia, Slovakia, Slovenia, Spain, Sweden, Switzerland, UK, Ukraine, Alberta, BC, Manitoba, Ontario. Like, it's all over the place.
The lizard people are getting busy.
Or the mole people. Why does nobody talk about the mole people anymore?
It's the Illuminati.
It's not the Illuminati. They're just blind, hairy fuckers living under the soil. Good Lord.
It's all the it's the Illuminati, bro.
It's
the lizard people.
It's either
it's the Don Lemons.
People trying to draw attention away from something. I don't know what it would possibly be in 2020.
No idea.
Or it's literally just like a Facebook group or something that people took way too seriously.
It's like, remember that Facebook event where everyone was supposed to run into Area 51?
Yeah.
Everyone's going to, like, Naruto run into Area 51.
Well, I think a few people tried to do that before the actual planned event, and they were shot down.
Did you know that was over a year ago?
Was it actually? Was that not in 2020?
No.
Oh.
That was, like, I think November or October 2019. Some time ago. Time's flown by, man. This year's been just so full of stuff.
I feel like
stuff.
I'm going to go to sleep. I'm going to wake up and be 45 and overweight.
That's usually how it works.
Yeah.
That's what most of them tell me.
I'm on the downward slope to we're both on the downward slope to 30.
Yeah. It's a rough few years we got ahead of us here.
We climbed through the college and credit card debt, and now we're just on our ass sliding down through more debt.
Yeah.
It's good times. Adulthood is fun.
No, it's not. you know when you're a kid and you're just like, oh, I can't wait to be an adult. It's like, I wish I could go back in time and just smack myself in the head and be like, no, you don't. Play with your Transformers. Don't stop.
Yeah, because you stopped playing with your toys, right?
No, I never
stopped. Did you get your lightsaber for Christmas?
I did not.
You didn't get your lightsaber for Christmas?
In fairness, it was a bit of a higher ticket item, so I'm going to have to buy it on my own. But
they're expensive.
Yeah, because I did want a nice one, and there's no way I'm going to get my parents to spend that kind of money on a toy.
The shitty ones are like $60.
Yeah, I wouldn't get one of those. I was going to get like one of the ones that you can actually like duel with, and like that makes swooshy sounds and like lights up properly, and you can change the colors. Like, it was going to be full nerd fest.
And what were you actually going to do with that?
Probably
would I show
nothing.
Up to your house to like talk about some podcast shit with you, and you're going to be like topless in a robe, like fucking swinging this thing at like your cat?
Well, I wouldn't use it inside because I'm too tall. So I'd hit the ceiling and shit every time I go to use it.
Do you need a top up?
I shall need a top up in a second.
We don't have much left.
Another thing that happened this year, a really scary thing, is for a little while there was these things, this little like bug around that had carried around certain parts of the world. It was a bit concerning. Murder hornets.
Brought a damper to our good year.
So
just when everything was starting to go right.
I don't really know what happened about that. Like, they just kind of disappeared at one point. I guess
they came from Japan, didn't they?
Japan? Not China.
Nothing came from China. We don't get anything from China.
Just cheap plastic stuff.
And all of our clothes.
There was a case of a virus.
Bubonic plague.
No, Ebola.
Oh, Ebola. Yeah, Ebola.
Both of those things came back.
Bubonic plague. They found it in some shepherd in like Pakistan, I think. He died of it. And then everyone was like, oh my God, bubonic plague. To which a medical officer literally did like an interview and he said, for those of you worried about bubonic plague, like, it's literally, we just give you antibiotics and you're fine.
Right. Wasn't that like the same with Ebola, or am I getting them mixed up with something else?
No, Ebola is like, was
more
bad.
Serious,
yeah,
right? That's
absolutely.
Like, they had a did they ever have a vaccine?
You bleed through your pores, you bleed through your eyes, you bleed through
everything.
Never mind.
Yeah, I definitely don't know my diseases, I'll tell you that. I don't know anything about diseases.
Ebola is quite bad.
Not something you want to get.
No. Okay, Richard, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Oh, this one's kind of shit.
You want to switch?
I mean, you can answer this because it's going to be quick for you. Would you rather have only internet, TV, movies, or music? You can only pick one.
That's not really a good one.
I know it's not.
Because all those things are on the internet.
Yeah.
So internet.
Okay, would you rather have the ability to be invisible or have a clone of yourself to go to work when you're hungover? This is specifically for going to work hungover.
Am I invisible all the time, or can I turn it on and off when I want?
It says the ability to be invisible, so I'm going to say
ability.
You can turn it on and off. Obviously that.
I'm going to go with invisibility.
Obviously that.
Yeah, I don't think I'd want to. I don't want to worry about having a clone to go to work. Like, I use a clone for other things, but not to go to work when I'm hungover.
Yeah, that's a poor. Yeah.
Like, to go out. and get my groceries or help me complete tasks. I like myself a lot, right? So if I could have someone help me that's exactly like me, it would just make my life easier because I'm possibly the best person in the world.
Oh, so humble. Okay, here's one.
Yep.
Would you rather have the ability to drink with no hangover, be able to pull any girl at any bar, or become friends with Joe Pesci? You gotta think about this one. That's three choices.
I'm
never a hangover ever again.
That's really tempting.
Any girl at any bar.
I mean, like, even in my single days, I'm not sure I'd want that.
Or be friends with Joe Pesci.
No challenge. Like, if it's just easy, you just walk into a place and, like, I want you, and they're like, yes. It's like, okay, well, eventually you're going to get sick of that because there's no point. Having no hangover would be nice, although it won't teach you any sort of self-control.
Okay, we're not thinking about this logically. God damn it, Richard.
I'm debating between no hangovers and Joe Pesci.
Because, you know what? I've never drank and thought, oh, I'm going to be really hungover tomorrow. I've thought, I need to drink and not die tonight.
I guess, yeah.
I'm not thinking about tomorrow. I'm thinking about current, like, not getting alcohol poisoning.
So I'm thinking I'm going to go with Joe Pesci because he seems like a friggin' stellar fella.
He picks
maybe
Joe
him
Pesci.
And I can go and, like, break into mansions together. And am I thinking the right guy?
Joe Pesci.
Yeah, Home Alone.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, we can, like, break into mansions together and I can join the Wet Bandits.
You can join the Wet Bandits. Oh, my God. The guy... I mean, he kind of looks like a testicle now.
Did you ever watch that movie, The Irishman?
Yeah. Actually,
did
no.
Did you watch the whole thing?
No.
How far did you get?
Like 40 minutes, and then I realized how long it was, and I was like, I don't have this time to sit here.
I got like 2 hours in, didn't know what was going on, couldn't understand what the plot was, and I was just like, paused it, saw that there was 2 hours remaining, and I was like, okay, nah, like... I'll watch a 4-hour movie, but it basically is limited to Lord of the Rings extended editions, and that's it.
Oh, Jesus.
Like, aside from that, I'm not watching a 4-hour movie. I would have been fine with it in two parts, like The Irishman Part 1 and Part 2, but not
They did
hours.
It like that, I think, originally.
That would have been better.
They did. I think they did it in three parts the first time, and then they just, after it had been out for a year or so, they just said all of it. Years are pathetic.
I know. But I was trying to, like, I went to look away to be polite, and I was like, wait, I just said don't do that. Okay, that's just...
Good.
I think we have to have a limit on how many burps in an episode.
Yeah, probably.
Like, 4 might be too much.
The magical power of editing! You know, I've been told I have the golden radio voice.
A golden radio voice.
I do.
Well, you're pretty good at talking stuff.
Watch, I'm going to show you.
You're going to show me? What is the comment?
I'm going to give you a demonstration here.
Oh, no. I don't want to hear you speak news.
Right? Like, you got something like this going?
Okay. Anyway. Pull it back a little bit.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Channel 7 News. Tonight at this hour, we've got the man slipped and fell on the sidewalk. Maybe you should have worn boots. Dog stuck in a river. How did they get him out? Find out later. Come back for our segment on Dog Stuck in a River. I hate when I hype myself up for something and then do it and it's...
That was awful.
You would watch that.
I mean, I would, but I might be your only
I can't
viewer.
Wait till we progress for YouTube videos and people have to watch this shit happening in real life.
It'll be good.
Will it?
No.
People have to witness this firsthand, how stupid we are.
The only time it would be good is if we reference something that we can throw up on the screen, but even then it's like, who cares? People can Google shit. Right?
Like when every day you're watching Archer and all of their references that they make and you have to Google
Dude,
it?
Dude, I learned so much from that show.
It's all like, 100% accurate.
Yeah. Like when they made, the one I remember the best is when they made a joke about the elevator like failing and falling.
Yeah.
And, like... Someone was like, oh, what's happening? I don't understand what's going wrong. And then, like, Cheryl/Carol was like, I don't know. Who do you think I am? Elisha Otis? And it's like, I Googled that name, and he invented the brakes for elevators.
Yeah.
Like,
the stuff they talk about.
Specific reference.
For people that watch Archer, Google, whenever they make a reference to something, pause you have it. No idea what the hell they're doing, pause it and Google it.
You learn a lot. It's educational.
They make at least four or five of those references an episode.
Yeah, probably.
In like half an hour. And they're all completely relevant and completely accurate.
It's like pretty impressive. Like someone's taken some time and effort to write this show.
H. John Benjamin. Isn't he the writer?
I don't know.
I think he's
so.
One of them.
I thought he was just like the voice actor.
Is he? Anyway, yeah. He's a fucking god. Whoever the guy, like, he's amazing.
Yeah, I do enjoy his every role he's in. You know what movie I was just watching? He's in.
He was in Nathan for You.
He was in what?
Nathan for You.
I don't know what that is.
It's a show. You need to watch it. You need to watch Nathan for You.
For You.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll add it to my personal list. You'll have to remind me later.
You need to watch it.
Okay.
That's all.
He was, he played like a coach in a movie. I just watched it recently. I don't remember what it was now. It's going to bug the shit out of me.
Everything bugs the shit out of you.
He was also in Family Guy, and he did the spoof, and he's like, I'm going to sound like Bob from Bob's
Burgers.
I'm
going to do imitations for you today. This is the main character of Archer from the show Archer. Hi, I'm Archer. And now I'm going to do Bob from the show Bob's Burgers. Hi, I'm Bob.
Yeah, it's definitely my favorite show, Archer.
Archer?
Yeah.
I'm getting mixed reviews, though, from the new seasons.
Well, the past two were a bit whack when he was in his coma because they were just like Dreamlands.
Yeah.
I think that was the name of the one. That was the name of the first season was Dreamland.
And then
the
second was Space.
It was like an old time. Like.
Oh, yeah. And then the third one was the spaceship.
Yeah. And that ended on like a non-end. It was like it wasn't an end. It just like stopped. And then the season was over and he woke up.
Yeah.
And now there's this season, which is different. I'm not going to explain it because it's new, but.
It's good. I like it. I mean, I like it.
Six episodes in, I'm digging it. So we're releasing this on New Year's Day.
For the people that are listening, this isn't even New Year's Eve right now.
No. Well, obviously, it takes a bit of time to get things up online.
Editing magic?
I mean, I'm just going to throw a song in the beginning and maybe the end. Definitely going to rip off, like, what's Sweet Caroline?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
We'll do whatever you want.
Get sued for it.
Yeah, because what our seven viewers are going to report us.
Hey, you know, maybe we go big overnight.
In my dreams, maybe.
So what was your like favorite thing this year?
My favorite thing about 2020?
Yeah.
The fact that the year could see better than my actual vision. Me and my fucking broken eyes.
Vision.
You actually have 2020 vision, don't you?
Yeah, I have like perfect vision. When people started using that hashtag at the beginning of the year, I just wanted to like
hashtag 2020
scream
the year so clearly.
It's like, and look how that worked out for us. We had murder hornets
and forest fires,
and like a lot of deceased celebrities,
and nothing
which is sad.
Nothing else.
Well, the wildfires. Did you say that?
Yeah, I said that.
Yeah, you said that. Here's one. Pretty brief civil war.
There's a civil war?
Not literally.
There was even something close to one?
Yeah, do you not remember Seattle?
No.
Like that group closed down like six blocks in the city and made their own like country. They were putting up like signs on the outside of this area saying like you are now leaving the United States. They're trying to like seize a part of the city.
How did they think that was going to work?
Well, I don't know why people are that dumb.
They were trying to take over a country that has the strongest military force in the world.
Yeah, I don't really know what the motive was. It was just like, it was in the midst of all the riots and shit, and they were just like, all right, we're going to close down these like six or eight blocks of city and take it over. And they built out their own little community. And within like 3 days, it was just like...
rubble.
Well, it wasn't rubble, but if you needed a better reason to realize why communism is bad.
Yeah. I watched the episode of Family Guy, actually, where they talk about, I think it's communism or socialism.
Yeah.
They did that, and they disbanded the government, and then everything went terribly wrong, and at the end he stands up and goes, what if we had a set of rules that everybody follows to make the population better? And he goes, look, we did it all by ourselves with no government. We elect one official to make sure these rules are maintained and to make new ones as needed.
Funny how that works, eh?
Yeah, it's funny. I got called out actually earlier about the episode 2. What? 0.2.
When, what? At what point?
My brother called me and goes, content's great. Podcast is hilarious. Damn, you guys are political, though.
Are we?
Apparently.
That conversation we just had now was the most political thing on this podcast.
Yeah, probably.
I hope no one thinks we're political.
Anyway.
I could be.
I'm going to go through this while we're on the podcast, too. So on our Instagram page, if you're not following it, go follow it. I actually put up a poll to see what people's New Year's resolutions are. We got 3 responses.
Wow.
We got 3. 2 of them were to get Mike to eat more dairy. And one of them was to start listening
to
this podcast.
Eat more dairy?
Yeah. And the third one was to start listening to this podcast.
Nice.
So, I mean, that's okay. So it wasn't a good turnout.
I had one.
Was it any good?
Oh, I had a few. Holy crap. I had a few. I just didn't get the notifications.
People like you more than they like me.
I got one that said, get new friends.
Okay.
So this was on my personal, by the way. So
get new friends. Okay.
Get new friends. Another one said, start a real podcast.
Oh.
I know, right?
That's kind of sad.
Another one said, be more positive and hate people less.
Difficult one, but I appreciate it.
Really, right?
I wish you luck, sir or ma'am.
I am 100% on board with that one.
That's good.
Yeah. Wow. Our fans are doing better than us.
I mean, you know what? Hit up our socials, homies.
Yeah, what's your...
not my personal... Well, not my personal... Oh, you can hit my personal one. M.A. D'Alessandro 20.
One L in D'Alessandro.
No, 2 L's. 1 L. Jesus Christ. I'm so used to people getting it wrong that I'm just correcting people.
You correct people when they have it
premeditated
right.
Corrections. Yeah, 1. 1 L.
1 L.
2 S's.
You can find it at The Dick Van Mike Show on Instagram.
Yeah, The Dick Van Mike Show on Instagram.
And I'm at Richard Harknett, which you can also find there.
There you
I
go.
Believe. I'm gonna go real dark quickly, just to list the worst of 2020 is there's been some celebrity deaths, which has been very upsetting. Neil Peart of Rush, the drummer, probably the best drummer in the world, Canadian boy.
Mm-hmm. He was
drove his Harley to most of his gigs.
Yeah, because he's a badass.
He's a badass. Another one is Kobe.
Yep.
That's a sad one.
Helicopter crash.
Yeah, that hurt some people. There's a lot of people that were like, he's like the reason I play ball or like.
Well, absolutely. He's been around for so long and he's been such a big name in basketball for so long.
And everyone, every time you threw something in the garbage, you just got to yell it.
Yeah.
We have the physical actor for the original Darth Vader. And I believe I got his name right. Dave Prowse. He was a bodybuilder.
Ooh.
And the original body for the 6.5 foot tall Darth Vader.
Yeah.
And to keep on the Star Wars trend, we have the original physical actor. It's the physical actor for Boba Fett, Jeremy Bullock. I think I'm saying that right. So those two hit a lot of fans in the heartstrings. And then we have another one, very important. This is dating us. We're not even a part of this generation, but it's still worth appreciating. Sean Connery.
Sean Connery.
So I would say, including whatever you're about to mention, we should probably pour one out for all those boys at some point.
A name you don't have on that list, and it's very recent. Eddie Van Halen.
Oh, shit.
You didn't put Eddie Van Halen.
And that's a bad one.
You're a guitar
too.
Player.
I know.
You're a fucking guitar player.
That one hit people weird too.
Well, yeah, because nobody was expect. Well, I mean, he was sick for a long time.
The drummer in the band and his dad are like
big fans.
When I found out, like, the first thing I did was I just texted him, like, right away. And I was like, hey, man, just checking in. Want to see how your dad's doing, because I know this, like, probably has taken a huge toll on your family, because it's, like...
It was awful. And I found out at work, and I actually... I spam listened to his, like, albums while I was driving around at work when I was still, like, in a car. It was very sad. I like Van Halen. I was cranking Hot for Teacher driving through that... Factory Complex.
Yeah, I definitely had that on a few times that week. Can't believe I forgot that one. That's kind of shameful. Ghislaine Maxwell got arrested. I don't know. You don't know much about that, but that's...
I know about who she's involved with.
That's Epstein's... I don't know if they were married or if they were just, like, partners.
Eh.
It is a shame that he was murdered.
The sad, terrible thing is we're never going to find out really what was going on. It'll never come out.
There's a lot of stuff going on, but probably won't. It's probably like
there's too many important people involved.
Lizard people, man.
Oh,
but
my
yeah,
God.
Like, she was, I think he was murdered last year. Am I allowed to say that? Are we going to get, like...
Who?
Am I allowed to say he was suicided?
Yeah.
So we shouldn't...
There was a hashtag that literally circulated the world, so...
Anyways, so that, I think, concludes the list of bad things that happened this year. Wildfires. Yeah. What about some good things?
What good things have happened in 2020, Richard? Start it off.
Well, stocks went up in toilet paper.
Enormously.
Yeah.
Jeff Bezos became
really
a billionaire.
No, he was a billionaire.
He was already a billionaire?
He crossed $200 billion.
Oh.
Excellent. Good for him. In my opinion, that's a positive. I mean, that means he's doing well, and that means that he's
all from a company
a
that started in a garage,
in like a shitty like office with like broken ceiling tiles that he did it by himself.
Look at our studio. Hopefully, exactly. That's a good omen.
Yeah. So, anyways, good for him. Johnny Cobra recorded their first original in a studio.
Attaboy. 2020's been a good year. Nothing really bad has ever happened. I don't think nothing really, like, dramatically bad happened that, like, affected the whole world population.
No.
Nothing notable, anyway. Like, a couple fires and some monoliths
and
stuff.
Yeah, just, like, some weird stuff, man. Like, this has been, like... But I've enjoyed it. I've had a good year.
I have.
No,
you know
shortage
what?
Of boredom.
I have had a good year.
You
have a lot
we
of...
We started a podcast.
Yeah.
At the end of the year, kicking off 2021 properly.
Out of a freaking stir of the fucking random idea that we had been talking about it for a while.
Well, I had always had the idea of doing it with somebody, but I just didn't have anyone.
We've always talked about it, and you're like, it would be sick to have a podcast, and then it just never kind of happened. And then finally we're like, oh, you know what? We got nothing to do. We got nothing better to do with our lives. Let's fucking try it out.
You know, music's on hold for a little bit for the holidays, so I figure we'll try this, which I'm enjoying.
Nobody wants to go out to a show on Christmas, right?
No, exactly.
You
want
to spend time with your family. You want to go out. You want to go to the clubs. You want to go party. You want to go to parades, and especially Christmas, you want to go to your Santa Claus parade.
Everyone just wants to sit at home and just listen to podcasts.
That's what everybody
Netflix.
Has been doing. I don't know. It's like an infection. It's like a laziness infection.
It's the new thing.
It is the new thing.
It is the new thing.
It's like everybody has to do it.
Yeah.
And I don't know why.
Why would you... And if you don't, it's like if you don't do that, then you're just a bad person.
It's like everybody's just hunkering down for no absolute reason.
Yeah, I know. I don't get it. But...
Why, like, toilet paper... Why is everybody stocking up on toilet paper?
You know what?
Such a random occurrence.
You know what it might be? I'll tell you what it might be. There was a very small period of time where China literally was, like, prepping for war, potential conflict. And they're pretty good at... I mean, the one thing is, like, U.S. and China, they fight a lot. But I think China's pretty good at being honest about what goes on behind their wall.
Oh, absolutely. They've never lied about anything.
No. Never tried Canada under
wraps.
No,
nothing. What do you think? Should we let everybody enjoy the rest of their New Year's Day?
Well... Yeah, this has been an interesting episode, for sure. It's not like our typical ones. The list I made was just atrocious, and I do apologize for wasting your time on
this whole podcast is a waste of people's time, but it's a good waste of time.
I'm not apologizing to waste their time. I'm apologizing I'm wasting your time.
My time?
Yeah. I think, you know what I think we ought to do?
What?
I put this is on my list. This was not an emergency one. This was just a stupid thought that I wasn't going to make the list. But I think we ought to drink more. You know, we haven't been...
It'll turn into nonsense and shit that should never be shared with the public.
I don't mean on the podcast.
Oh.
We just, both of our lives have been so busy these past few months that we haven't even gone to the bar together that
much.
Let's
go to the bar right now.
Well, it's a bit late at this time, but I think we should hit up a bar soon.
Yeah.
As soon as possible.
Absolutely. Let's have a beer.
As soon as possible.
All right.
As soon as, you know, things open.
And to you, my fellow Canadians, I say Happy New Year.
I'm cutting this out.
Why?
This is just... Let people go drink their champagne.
My dear
and watch
Canadians.
A ball fall at...
I seem to have shot it in my pants. Allow me to regress down to the backstage where I can change my trousers and return to you with a clear underpants and a clear mentality for a new 2021. Golden radio voice.
A new 2021. As opposed to the last one that we just had?
Yeah.
Give me another question.
Oh, God. Why do you want another question?
I don't know.
If you could have only knees or elbows, which one would you pick?
I'm pretty sure I can't go without elbows.
Why?
Well, imagine trying to eat. If you're listening to this, just hold your arms straight out and try to feed
I'm doing
yourself.
It right now.
You have to, like, pick something up and, like, go so high that you hope to...
Yeah, but if you grew up without elbows, your aim would be spot on.
I wouldn't want to grow up without elbows. And then there was an argument that was like, oh, if you didn't have knees, how would you walk up the stairs? It's like, well, there's two things to that. First of all, everything's accessible these days, and I would just live in a house on one level. Done.
Okay, here's a good one. Would you...
This one's terrible. Oh, no.
Would you rather be the president, the pope, or whoever's in charge of North Korea? God, we're going to get bombed.
I know for a fact I would be a terrible dictator.
You would be.
I just don't think I would be good at that.
Oh, you know what? Think about all the McDonald's you could eat when you're garnishing everybody's wages.
I just... The only thing I would do, dictatory, would be own a tiger.
You don't have to be a dictator, own a tiger.
I mean, you don't, but...
Mike Tyson has a tiger.
Yeah, but don't, like, all dictators in movies have a tiger?
I mean, yeah, but I think they just do that because it's...
Exotic?
A thing.
Okay, let me ask you one. Stop this.
Would you jerk LeBron James off for all of his athletic ability?
Yes. If you answered no, you're an idiot. If you could be that good at basketball.
Just for jerking him off.
And you can make like millions a year to play ball, and all you did was give someone a bit of a yank.
A bit of a yank? No, it's a full yank.
Listen, buddy, make 4 inches great again, okay?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Whoa. Would you rather lose a leg?
Okay.
Or never be able to have sex again?
This radio silence better not be cut out, because that's what's going on in every guy's brain right now. They're just sitting there going like, ooh.
I will leave a bit of silence in there.
That's an interesting one. I don't know. Because whatever, if I pick the lose a leg, that's sad.
Yeah, you can't.
Walk or run.
Like,
or,
unless they really
even if
work
I jerked
on...
LeBron James off, if I lost my leg, it's not like I'm going to be able to play ball anymore. So
I don't think you should pretend that these are all in the same universe.
But if they were.
Well, yeah, you'd definitely go for
then you'd
the
just be some
sex, yeah.
Then you'd just be some cripple guy with that jerked off LeBron James.
Jesus Christ.
This is why we have the explicit beside our Spotify.
Yeah. I thought it would be more obvious, but it's just like a little E in a box.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not really
no,
convincing, is it? It should be
not.
Like a red explicit like it used to say on iTunes.
Like when you'd buy the old CDs from the HMV and you'd bring it home and there'd be the big explicit parental warning
yeah,
on the bottom of it.
Parental advisory on the side.
Yeah. Those are the days. I miss going to the... You know what? I think I'm going to go to the mall tomorrow, pick out a new CD. I think I still have a CD player at home.
I've been going through my CDs.
I got lots of CDs.
Maybe I should go to the mall too.
Want
to
come? Want to go?
Yeah, why not?
Let's go.
There's no reason we can't go.
Get a bunch of people. Put them in the same car.
Yeah, for sure. We'll just rent a limo or something.
Oh, no, yeah, for sure. The Canadian
the
shit?
Canadian?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, oh, yeah, no, for sure. It's like, yeah, no, for sure means yeah, but no, yeah, no means no, but no, 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 no means no, but yeah, 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 yeah means no.
Okay. This is things that Canadians do that nobody else does around the world, and I'm sure me and you are going to learn a thing or two, actually.
Apparently, I say about properly or improperly.
Other than the, what's it called? Other than the bagged milk.
Well, that's just normal. It's weird the U.S. has carton milk.
Form lines for everything. Apparently, people don't make lines.
No, it's clumps.
A line at the bank, a line going down the elevator, a line at the hot dog stand, a line crossing the road. In my country, people would be jumping over everyone and trampling the grounds to teach somewhere. But I have to admit, it's pretty cool seeing how polite everyone is.
That's what we are, man. We're good nothing one. If not polite.
Close their bars and restaurants really early.
Yep.
I know. I think I've heard about that. That nowhere else does like 2 a.m.
So, when I was in Florida.
Yeah, I remember. You sent me a Snapchat like 5 in the morning for
it
you
was,
or something like
it
that.
It was 4 in the morning this bar was open until. Because they were the bar that other bartenders went to after their shifts were done. And they go there for like an hour or so, and then they go home. You'd be out until like 4 or 5 in the morning.
Because I was going to say, I watch TV a lot, and they're always at the bar until like daylight. And they stumble out of the bar, and I'm like, how's that a thing? And they just close up around you?
It's not Canada, that's why.
Good Lord. Wear shorts and flip-flops when it's minus 5?
Yeah.
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 Shout out to our math teacher in high school.
Don't remember that, but I still do that when I'm going outside to do something.
Restrict alcohol from the streets.
Yep.
Say sorry for things they didn't even do.
Yep.
Mistake all people from the Caribbean for either Jamaicans or British.
I don't even think I agree with that one. But
and they
still
cook
funny.
Without spice. I can't think of a single Canadian thing that's spicy.
Yeah, none. Well, like, what's our best delicacy? Think about it.
Poutine and beer,
poutine.
Eh?
Poutine. What is that? Cheese, fries, and gravy.
That's it.
No spices.
I'd slap a bunch of Tabasco sauce on that shit.
Yeah. And bacon.
And no, you got to go to Smokes and get the triple pork.
Triple pork all the way. You used to have it in my school.
Oh, my bro. God. Pulled pork, bacon, and what's the third one?
Sausage.
Oh, fuck. God, my bowels hate me after that shit, though. And then they love me after that shit.
Oh, this is one. Stop signs. We have stop signs everywhere. That is not common.
Is it not?
Like, you know how we have stop signs at every single intersection in a subdivision?
Almost, yeah.
In America, it's all yield signs. So you're a little stoptional explanation you gave me the other week?
Stoptionals.
Stoptionals is actually normal everywhere else.
Just Canada. God damn it.
And,
okay, these aren't these I don't think are real, but it's hilarious. So these are apparently famous Canadian sayings. All right, so let's hear what the other the rest of the world thinks about Canada. A coffee crisp costs about a loony. Pretty good deal, eh? This is what people think about us. I'd like a dozen Timbits with a large double double, please.
Well, a double double, that's like a Canadian thing right there on its own.
What else we got here? Toque. Apparently people don't say toque anywhere else.
I think
it's just a hat.
I think I know that one.
What else we got here? Washroom.
Like, as opposed to?
Toilet. Bathroom. Washroom.
But it is a washroom. If it's a bathroom, it has a bath.
Apparently washroom is a Canadian thing.
Wow.
Double-double. A 2-4, and I learned this, actually, because a friend of mine had a friend from New Zealand.
Well, it doesn't even make sense that we call it a
2-4. No, listen.
Are you talking about beer or are you talking about
2-4?
Answer?
That's a 2-6.
Oh, fuck, I was getting mixed up.
You see? So, I was saying, and she was confused, because she was from New Zealand, and I was talking about, I was like, oh, yeah, I got a 2-6 of whiskey downstairs. She goes, what the hell is that? I go, 2-6. And she goes, what is that? I go, 26-ounce bottle. 750 mils. She goes, yeah, I've never heard that before. I go, have you ever heard 2.4 of beer? And she goes, nope.
It doesn't even make sense that we use like 2.6.
We got Mickey. We got Mickey 2.6 40.
Yeah.
Texas Mickey, which is a 60.
I thought Texas Mickeys were like the 3 foot tall fuckers.
Oh, is that a Texas Mickey?
I'm pretty sure.
Oh.
I could be very wrong.
There's a 60. I know there's a 60 ouncer.
Yeah, 60.
I thought that was a 2.4. I mean, I thought that was a Texas Mickey.
I don't think so.
Oh. There's also a Texas King bed.
But I know that doesn't make no sense.
Because everything's bigger in Texas.
We don't use that like measurement system. We use like milliliters, so it's like it should be called like a 750 and like a 1.14 or whatever that. I don't know what they are.
Oh, bud, I'm just going to go over to the 2.4 and get a bottle of Canadian. I'm gonna go over to the 2.4. I'm going to go over to the LCBO and get myself a 2.4 Canadian Club.
Another thing that we don't have is like liquor available everywhere. Now, I know that we have some grocery stores as of
It's a trial thing, though. But yeah.
But like going to convenience stores to buy booze, like we have two stores and they're both government regulated.
Yeah.
By the same
And now our pot is government regulated too.
Yeah, go figures.
That's just what? That's all of Canada.
That's going to be a good idea.
Yeah. I mean, it's. Eh, yeah.
It's expensive.
They're not that expensive anymore.
No, I guess they
kinda, for some reason with 2020.
I think they tried to meet the street value of pot.
It's never going to work like that, though, because there's always going to be the tin hattie people like you saying, fuck the government.
Listen, buddy.
Knapsack is a Canadian thing.
Really?
Knapsack. Yeah.
I never understood that.
Everywhere either. Else.
I always called it a backpack.
Apparently, everywhere else, it's either backpack or rucksack.
Rucksack.
What the fuck is a rucksack?
Well, apparently a backpack.
The May 2-4 weekend. That's a Canada thing.
But that's just because it lines up on the 24th, roughly, right?
Canadians, apparently, the only people that call it a chocolate bar. It's supposed to be a candy bar.
But it's chocolate.
Well, not always. Not always just chocolate. Zed. I don't know why we changed the pronunciation of a letter.
It's Zed.
It's Z, too.
No, it's not Z. We're Canadian.
A dart? Dart's a Canadian thing.
Dart?
Hacking a dart?
Oh, like a cigarette.
Nanaimo bars?
I don't know what that
champagne
is.
Birthdays?
Champagne birthdays? I don't know what that is either.
The day that you're born on, like when you turn that age, it's like a special birthday?
Oh. Some people don't even get that. Yeah. Wait, what? That doesn't make any sense.
Like my birthday is October 21st, and when I turned 21, it was my champagne party.
I'm an idiot.
Yeah, I know. Rockets are a Canadian thing.
Like space rockets?
Like the candies.
Oh, the candy. Like the sugar candy.
Yeah.
That's a Canadian
thing? Garburator.
A garburator.
Yeah, the things in the sink drains that grind up all the debris.
That's Canadian?
That's a Canadian thing.
Huh.
Oh, it's not a Canadian thing, but a garburator is a Canadian name, and the Americans just call it garbage disposal.
Interesting.
House coat. People just call it a bathrobe everywhere else. Pencil crayons. People just call them colored pencils. Good.
Shut the fuck up.
Just let it happen.
All right, put like down a few notches. Okay. Okay, shut up for a minute. Thanks to everyone who has supported us so far by following us or listening to our previous episodes.
It's only been a couple weeks of 2020, but we still appreciate all the support.
Yep.
And we've got almost 70 followers on Instagram.
Yeah, which is pretty good.
If you hear this, follow the Instas. At the Dick Van Mike Show. It's a conclusion!
I said shut the fuck up.
Why?
Because I was still talking.
Okay.
Thank you for everyone that supported the show so far up to this point. Thank you everyone that's listened and given feedback and dealt with our annoying stories and shares and forceful invitations to like our page. As at this point, we are on a few streaming services. Hopefully by the end of the calendar year, early into next week, we will be into all of them.
Yeah.
So
for y'all in America, we're going to look into Pandora.
No, but maybe
we're not going to look into
whatever
Pandora.
People want. If you hear this elsewhere and you want it on a streaming service, just let us know.
Yeah.
And, I guess Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
All the best in 2021.
Exactly.
May it be just as good as 2020, if not marginally better.
Marginally better. At least marginally.
Because we all know 2020
was great. It's hard to be better than this amazing year.
It's been perfect.
Coming into 2020, seeing clearly.
Flawless.
Perfect vision.
All right. We out?
Yeah, we out. Have a good night, everybody.